Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning how they evaluate their forages. As we look at different ways to evaluate forages, many of us still use relative feed value when we're purchasing alfalfa hay, or maybe some other forages as well. So when we think about relative feed value, it's really only based on two numbers. It's based on the ADF and the NDF content found in the forage that you have tested. However, it doesn't really tell the whole story about the forage. Now, there's another term that came along about 20 years ago that really has not been adopted very quickly that probably would do a better job of describing our forages than RFV, and that is RFQ. RFQ actually takes into account the total digestible nutrients found in that forage. So it's a superior measure of whether or not your animals will be able to get full value out of the forages that you're purchasing. So as you look at buying forages, particularly if you're buying forages that are mixed alfalfa and grass or alfalfa and another forage, or maybe even a clover or some other legume and grass, really important that you consider using RFQ as your major determining factor for pricing rather than RFV. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a closer look at how you're evaluating the forages that you're purchasing.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.